Well, tonight, I want you to know that I'm looking around at a lot of Calebs. You're probably saying, what in the world is he talking about? I'm looking around at a lot of Calebs tonight, and I will tell you why. I've seen many of you face the giants, maybe giants in your own life, things that you've battled to overcome. And I'm reminded of the story of Joshua and Caleb, two of the spies that went and spied the land of Canaan. And they knew without a doubt God was with them, and they went in and saw things that were amazing. Am I on? Oh, I saw you step out, so I want to make sure. I thought it was me. And they saw these amazing things, beautiful land flowing with milk and honey, but they saw what they considered giants there, didn't they? And they come back, and they come back to report, and we know the story. 10 were bad, and 2 were good. Isn't that how we sing this story? We sing that song, and oftentimes I don't think we think about the implications. And there were 2 of these men that said, we can take the land. Joshua and Caleb, we know the story. 40 years later, they enter the land, and they're the only 2 that get that privilege because they believe. They believe in God all the days of their life and serve the Lord. Joshua and Caleb saw the giants, and they didn't let it stop. They moved forward. And I want to talk to you tonight about that it's never too late. Do you realize how old Caleb was when they entered the land of Canaan? 85 years old. I want to read the story or the scriptures in Joshua chapter 14. When it's time to start giving out the land. And I want you to think, I don't know if anybody in here is 85. There may be some 85. But I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. There may be some people 85, but I want you to listen to Caleb here. It says in Joshua chapter 14, starting in verse 6. Now, we got a ways to go. Which is even more important based on what I'm telling you, because like I said, remember that you're all Caleb's in my sight. Now, the men of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, you know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God at Kadesh Barnea, about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land, and I brought him back a report about my convictions. But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I love this. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So that on that day, Moses swore to me, the land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. With his whole heart, he served the Lord. 40 years later, now about 85, he said, give me the land of the giants. Have you thought about that? When I read that passage, I think, is that our talk at this age? Is that what I'm saying? Am I saying, give me the land of the giants? I'll take the mountain country? Sometimes I fear that we don't speak that way when we get old, when we get weary, when we get tired. Listen to what else he says. In verse 10, he says, now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I am just as vigorous to go out to battle now than I was as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said. And Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron had belonged to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, ever since, because he followed the Lord God of Israel wholeheartedly. Think about that, 85 years old, and says, okay, I'm going into battle. I'm going to go face the giants. I'm going to face the Anakites. Now, here's the thing. Was it because he thought he was strong? Well, he says, I'm in pretty good shape for an 85-year-old. He does think that, doesn't he? He says, I'm ready. But it's about his heart. And wholeheartedly, he wants the land of the giants. I'm wondering if the other Israelites would say, well, I think that was promised to Caleb over there. You know, I'm not, you know. They went in, they took the whole land. But Caleb said, I want that land. I want the land of the giants. So when I think about that, I think about Caleb. He's saying, this is kind of my second chance. I'm ready to go and take the land. I love that kind of zeal. And the reason I said I see a lot of Calebs around here is because I see you doing it. I see you making decisions to step out in faith and do things. Maybe in the back of your head, or maybe saying, but you can't do it. You realize how old you are. You realize, oh, you've got these pains. You've got this. You've got this going on. But I see you step out in faith and do amazing things. Question. Ever see the word retirement in the scriptures? Look, can't find it. Just can't find it. I went to a store recently to buy a birthday card, and I noticed something that I had never seen before in the greeting card section. They now have entire sections that offer birthday cards for 80th, 85th, 90th, 95th. There's even some that have 100th birthday. We're living longer now. Are we going to play golf for 30 years? Is that what we're going to do? Well, it might be fun to play some golf, but is that what God has in store for us? At the age of 85, Caleb began the greatest mission of his life. Okay, another question for you. How old was Moses when God called him to set his people free? I looked over at Gary and said, at 80. 80 years old. How about Abraham when he received God's calling? 79 years old. Sometimes I think we think it's time to hang it up. But I'm telling you that it's time you get it down and you dust it off. That's what we need to do. That's at the age we are. God is, we still have energy. In our brains, I don't know about you, but I'm still a kid. I am still a kid in my body. Now, when I try to do things kids do, sometimes my body fusses at me. And, you know, I've been moving some washing machines this last week, and this arm is just not working the way it used to. But in my brain, I'm still that kid that can just take that washing machine and horse it. But I want my heart to be that way for God. I want it to believe in him wholeheartedly that if I'm going to accomplish his purpose, he'll bless it. And he blessed the life of Caleb. Retirement is a man's work. Let me tell you what, we can stop working, but we should never stop serving the Lord. That's never an option for us. I think about the young man and his wife, and a precious baby we have coming to preach in a few weeks. Rob and Sarah and Adam coming to be with us. I tell you what, you will be the ones that will help give them strength. You have wisdom to pass on to them, just like Caleb passed on to those in his class. And you will have opportunity to minister to them in very special ways. He's a young man, 32, is that correct? 32 years old. And he's coming and he wants to bring us home. Let me tell you what, we should be also here to give him hope.
and to give hope to the young families that we have. Because
let me tell you what, the wisdom that's accumulated right here, oftentimes Satan turns off that spigot. We think, well, they don't want to hear me. They don't want to talk to me. They don't. Let me tell you what, that's Satan. He does not want you to be quiet about what God has done for you. Caleb wasn't quiet about what God did. He was vocal. He said, okay, even giants, not a problem. What do we let stop us? What fear do we let creep in? I fear sometimes Satan has turned off our zeal and our desire to motivate those around us with the gospel. We have been given a great message. I think about Carolyn, and I've had the privilege of spending time with Debbie's mom. We took a trip yesterday and drove down. She lost a nephew. She's one of the only ones of her family still surviving. And she lost a nephew, Sam Russell, who was, he was actually in the legislature of the Texas House of Representatives, and he served as a county judge and a man who accomplished a lot. And so we drove, and we listened to her, and she talks, and we just have some great visits in the car on the way up. It was a 5.5 hour trip up, 5.5 hours back. Had some great visits. But even I see Carolyn, who is 87 years old now, difficult to get around. But she uses a gift. She sends cards to people. And when you get a card from Carolyn, it's not just a card. There's probably about 50 stickers on the envelope. And stickers inside, and she goes through her old papers that she has and finds interesting things and clips them out and sends them to people. I think she sent one to one of her great nieces, is that right, just recently. She hasn't stopped. She's still spreading the joy of Christ, regardless of what Satan may do to us in this flesh. And how he may try to bring us down in this flesh, we can always be encouragers. Unless he takes our voice. But let me tell you what, you can even encourage without your voice, just by a look, or just by a handshake or a hug. Those kind of things make a difference. And so, I wanted you to be thinking about how God is using you. In what ways are you pursuing the call? Because sometimes you may have been going along and doing really great, but maybe there's something that God wants you to do even farther than you've gone before. When we were at our lectureship, I thought it was interesting. We sat and I looked at the crowd. There was probably about 2,000, 2,500 people there at the lectureship. And at least half had gray hair. At least half had gray hair. And some of them, you didn't know how they even walked up steps. And there's lots of steps out there, believe me, in Pepperdine, California. And there's lots of steps out there. But there were people there, and they were just coming. And they were coming not just to have part in the lectureship, but they were coming to encourage. We had a couple, Pat and Joe Coppinger, that Debbie knows from Madeira or in the Fresno area, and they're World Bible School, and they're about to go to Ghana. How old are they? They're in mid to late 60s, 70s, 80s. They're in their 80s. They're going to Ghana. Ask us, do you want to go? You know, and you see these people that are doing things. You know, when the preaching position came open, many of you wondered, why in the world does Whit want to do that? He's got a lot on his plate, he's doing a lot of stuff. I was just thinking, is this something you want me to do, Lord? Do you want me to step through this door? I'm willing. I'm going to give it a shot. Don't be afraid to step through that door, because there's a lot of Calebs in this room. And we've got a lot of exciting things coming our way with having a new preacher and a new person coming in that hopefully we will encourage. Please, I beg you, lift them up, build them up, encourage them. Because your words mean a great deal.
The challenge is for us to continue to serve the Lord wholeheartedly. I love it that three different times it says that. Caleb, serve the Lord wholeheartedly. That's what I want to preach to when I leave the sermon. That witness serve the Lord wholeheartedly. That's what I want people to remember about me. And let me tell you what. It's God's power that does it. We remember Caleb because of God's power, not because of Caleb's power or Witt's power or anyone else's power. It is God who is the one who gives strength to the weary. He's the one who enabled Caleb to take that land of giants, which he did. And he and his clan dwelled. So that's one thing I want you, whenever you read this story, I want you to remember now that you are Caleb and that God has a plan for you, because it's never too late. It's never too late to serve him. And there's no such word as retirement for those of us. We keep on keeping on, because he is the source of our energy. He is our strength. He is our rock, our fortress. And as long as we can open our mouths, the word of the Lord can come out of us. As long as we have it. Would you bow? Father, thank you so much for the privilege that we have to be called your children. And Father, we want to be like Caleb. We want to serve you wholeheartedly all the days of our life. And Father, if you have a task for us, Father, show us. I know these folks sitting in this room and that they are up to the task. Father, we pray that you will use us in the land of giants. And that, Father, those giants will fall at the sound of your name. Because every knee will bow. And Father, we just pray that you will use this church for mighty things in your kingdom. To spread amazing, wonderful good news that Jesus brought us through his life, death, and resurrection. Father, thank you for calling us, as we said this morning, out of darkness into your marvelous light. Father, we ask you to bless us as you bless Caleb. May we serve you wholeheartedly, we ask in Jesus' name. If there's anyone that needs prayers, maybe the giants have overcome you. Sometimes we feel that way, don't we? Sometimes when troubles come, it's like, can't endure this, but with God's help, we will stand. So you know, we have prayer warriors here in this very room that will pray on your behalf. We have shepherds that are serving that will bless you in prayer. And then God, through our prayers, will bless you as well. Prayers of righteous men prevail much. So if you have a need, whatever your need is, please come.